Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 30th of August 2017, and this is the 645th Mole Out Loud podcast. This podcast is quite late again today. It's 7:30 and pitch dark outside. But it's really remarkable how much later it is before it gets dark now. I went for a walk with a friend, and only last week we needed a torch for the last 15 or 20 minutes of our walk, and today we didn't need one at all. It must be partly that it was maybe a clearer night, and also that we had reached the street for the end of our walk, so we didn't need lights because of that. But it feels definitely as if we're nearing the equinox. And of course we are. It's only 3 weeks away. And it seems to be barely a blink of the eye since it was midwinter. So it's a lovely time. I love the midwinter darkness, and I really love it right until it becomes the equinox, and then I get a bit antsy about too much light. But today it's certainly lovely walking in the early evening in the dark. In the light and in the dark. I've had a strange day today. I've been visited by the kindness of people, really. I lost my wallet earlier today, and I've had a couple of odd hiccups with money things over the last couple of weeks. And as you know, I also locked myself out of the house a couple of weeks ago. So I feel as if there's something weird happening in my, in the security of things, I suppose. But I lost my wallet just really between my house and the cafe. Well, either in my house or in the cafe or between the two, which is just kind of a short street. And I went backwards and forwards, unable to find it. And I got myself into quite a tiz about it. So I decided to make myself a cup of tea. And whilst it was brewing, I thought I'd go to the end of my drive just to see if I'd put it down on the letterbox, which seemed a very unlikely thing. And as I approached my gate, a woman was coming across the road towards me, and she said, "Ah, this is where you live." And she had my purse and had been trying to work out where I lived. She knew, I don't know how she knew, well, she must have known from the cards in the purse what I looked like and recognised me, but so had seen me wandering around the streets at different times, but not knowing who I was. So it was very serendipitous that I should have walked to my gate just at that moment. And fantastic that she'd picked it up in the street. I don't know how it kind of dropped. Maybe I had it under my arm. But I was incredibly grateful to her. And it's always kind of stirs you up when something like that happens, even though I had to tell myself that in the scheme of things it wasn't, you know, anything earth-shattering. But quite a big inconvenience, and then how wonderful it is when you get it back, excuse me. So that happened, and I must say my mind was a bit taken up with it this afternoon. And then I was walking towards this friend I went for a walk with and saw someone else who told me that the taco van was here and lent me $10 to get a taco. I used to, once a week, get a taco, and it was about 20 minutes walk away from here, where it stopped. And it was a great treat once a week to have these organic tacos. And then they decided not to stop where this place was 20 minutes away, but went over to the other side of the river and places that were too far away for me to benefit from them. But today I discovered this taco van, and I discovered that it comes here every week, every Wednesday. So I've just eaten the most delicious taco. And that's going to be one of my meals for next week when I'm doing the writing retreat. It's so I need to prepare for some meals, but I'm going to get a takeaway Indian meal on Sunday that will last me for about three meals, and a taco as a fourth meal. So I won't have to prepare a whole lot of food myself for my retreat. So that was rather a good thing too. So as you can probably hear, my day has been full of kind of anxieties and pleasures, and some quiet time preparing for this retreat next week and thinking about what I need to get for my writing. Two years ago, I think, I had got really stuck with my novel, and it had been really wearing me down. I just was getting frustrated and not getting forward with it, and I decided I'd put it under the house. So I bundled everything in my shed into boxes and put it under the house and left it there for probably about three or four months. And I haven't actually been under the house again to get it out, to get all this stuff out. I have been working on my novel, but I've been working entirely from the material that I had on the computer. And so I haven't revisited what I've got under the house. But what I do know is there are about four shoeboxes of filing cards, index cards, with historical information on them, as well as quite a lot of research material. And one of my thoughts has been to bring some of that upstairs, so that I can just check the things out that are for the, what should I call it, the particular period of time that this part of my novel is taking place. I know that when I did all the research I did, I looked at the whole period of the First World War in four countries. I mean, obviously the whole war isn't indexed in there, but anything that looked as if it might help for those 4 years and for a number of different themes that I was thinking about at the time, I did index cards for. Now that I know much more specifically what I'm working on, I think it might be a good idea to revisit that kind of narrower time frame and narrower theme and see what I've got, because I think it could be quite inspiring. So that's a bit exciting, but I'm going to get everything else ready first, because I also know that it's the sort of thing I could get lost in. So I want to be really clear about what I want to find out, where the gaps are, what I need, before I bring anything upstairs. So I might bring it up maybe on Friday or Saturday. Anyway, I'll let you know what happens. I do hope that you've had a good idea, that you've had more of the better things that happened to me today happen to you, and less of the less comfortable things that happened. And I hope that you're really engaged with your work at the moment. And if not, that you can make space, make a little, what? A little oasis around some creative time, so that you can become engaged with it again. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. I'm sorry, this is still going on. You must have, I'm sure most of you have already stopped listening. But for those of you who are still attached to this podcast, I just wanted to say that the picture that I'm sending with you, which will be completely nonsensical unless you're hearing this bit, was a new tea shop, or a bookshop, with a tea shop, a sort of a double shop that has both books and tea, has recently opened. I discovered it when I went to get my driving license the other day, and it's a lovely little place. They also edit a magazine called Womankind, which is a really interesting magazine, and I was putting that photo in because I've just tried the first pot of tea from the tea that I got there the other day. It's a ginger tea, so it's just ginger tea and a very nice black tea. And it is really nice, really delicious. So it's called Poet Tea, which seems an appropriate thing to do at the moment. So that's why this photo is with this podcast. So, cheerio again to those of you who still are switched on. See you tomorrow.